The Justice Podcast with your hosts, Damber Wagner and Jacob Willis. In this
world, it's just us. What's the deal, y'all? Welcome to episode 46. It's your girl, Just Living, baby.
And your boy, Jacob Willis. You tuning to the Just Us Podcast. Dang, they did that. They got the intro on point, baby. God dang.
You're right.
Today we have two amazing guests, Alex and Cam, okay? You may know Alex as LA Try Guy, correct?
Yeah.
And LA they go around guy. And they eat the food and give you great reviews and let you know what they do.
Yes. Him and cousin Cam.
Yes.
Yeah, man. We out here. Feels good to be out here, man. Another beautiful day in the city, man. I love LA. Real.
It is a beautiful day.
It is, definitely. We're glad to have you here. So excited.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, thank y'all for coming on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
But every episode, we start with a mental health moment.
Okay.
On the podcast. And I've noticed I've been seeing a lot people going through like a lot of grief and dealing with grief like that. Me personally, I've dealt with grief. Have you guys ever dealt with grief, and how were you guys able to like process and get through it? Like, you know, when you're busy and you have your career that you do, Dylan, have you ever dealt with grief and still had to show up to somewhere and, you know,
be your best?
Right.
Yeah, man. You know, I say I'm a type of guy, I'm always moving forward, man. So, you know, I do, I guess maybe it's a blessing and a curse. You know, I put my work up here. You know what I mean? I'm always working. But I feel like lately I have been trying to take more time to just like chill out and like really like be in the moment and be present in all the greatness that we're doing right now, you know? Because I've been blessed for the past, you know, year or so that I've been doing this, man. So, you know, I've really been trying to spend more time just like soaking it in and just like being real and like just like, you know, relishing in all the accomplishments that we have going right now. Because it's so much more positive than negative in my life right now.
You know, of course, growing up, you know, everybody's going to have challenges. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, having to deal with those and, you know, overcome it. But like he said, like, we're super blessed. And especially me coming out of straight out of high school, me wanting to be a content creator and watching greatness and becoming a part of greatness, you know, at 18 years old, straight out of high school, doing the thing that I love to do, you know, it's been pretty great.
And for y'all that don't know, we from Arkansas, man. You know what I mean? So there ain't nothing going on in Arkansas. We from Bud Booty, nowhere Arkansas.
Yeah. I just made it out.
Yeah. So we working. We right here, tunnel vision, always.
Right. And I think what his sweater says, God got me. I think that's just,
that's
the answer to all of it right there.
And I want to channel in because it's so easy to just think about and talk about the negative, the bad, what's not going right, what's so horrible, instead of appreciating and just acknowledging what's so damn good.
Yeah. We're so used to nitpicking all of the bad and the negative
always.
Things. It's like, okay, but what are we really thankful for?
Exactly. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's too easy to be in the negative. So it's great when you're around positive vibes. And I love to surround myself around positive people.
Like, it just feels so good in here.
Right?
Like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
No anxiety. I ain't got to feel like I'm having a heart attack hearing bad news or drama. Shit.
Exactly.
Feels so good.
Love it.
So who are you? You know what I mean? What's your story?
Right.
Man, you know, the quick version of it, man, is I'm Alex. What's up? How y'all doing? Alex Cottrell. From Arkansas, man. I grew up Little Rock, Arkansas. I don't know if y'all know nobody from Arkansas.
You the first.
Yeah. So we from the country, man. To keep it short, man, I had an ice cream company before I moved to California back in 2020. I had that for like 3 years, man, slinging ice cream down south. And then COVID happened, so I had to shut it down and ran out of money. And I started working at a chicken joint, frying chicken, you know. And I went to a career fair and ended up getting a job at that career fair working in sales. They pulled out a piece of paper. And it was like, man, we'll move you anywhere you want to go in the U.S. And I saw L.A. on that list. So I moved to L.A. in 2020. But I was working in sales at the time. And, you know, the sales was good. I was really good at it. I was making a lot of money working in tech and whatnot. But I remember I went to San Francisco for like a little business trip or whatever with the boss. Yeah, the Bay Area, man. I was working for Travis Kalanick, the guy who started Uber. His name's Travis. And I remember it was my first time on a private jet, man. I ain't never been on nothing like that before.
PJ.
Yeah. I'm looking around like, God, this was nice.
PJ.
You already know, man.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm looking around like, man, this is nice. You know, what I got to do to get this? I asked the guys, and they was like, man, you got to do something else. You got to do other things. I'm like, man, I work for y'all. Y'all tell me I got to do something else. So that was literally the day I decided to start doing content. I was like, I started an Instagram page that month. It was February last year. Started IG, started going up. Started YouTube April of last year, going crazy, you know what I mean? And social media literally changed my life, man. So, you know, I'm real blessed to be in the position that we're in now, you know, coming from selling ice cream in Arkansas to working corporate in tech with Cloud Kitchens to now, you know, blessing people on social media, man. It's been an amazing journey.
That's what's up. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I mean, just to think like that, you were frying chicken, and from frying chicken, you had an opportunity where somebody was like, yo, where do you want to live?
Yeah. Pick.
Because so many people have to save up in order to move to L.A., especially me. I worked at Chipotle for 4 years before I moved here. Just to
Chipotle.
Indeed, yeah. But you have the opportunity to just fly and go, and I think that's great.
And no, I appreciate
your cousin with you, like, right? That's even better. Like, wow, you know?
Yeah, no, my whole family back in Arkansas. You know what I mean? It's, obviously, you know, I got that job because I started that business in college. You know what I mean? Right. Like, if I didn't start Rolling Frozen Cream, like, I wouldn't know half the things that I know right now. You know, starting a business is a real good teacher for a lot of people, you know, and it helped me get that job. They gave me a shot because I like my story.
Being that example for your cousin, I think that's great because us younger men, we need role models. I remember when I was 18, my big brother was, you know, working, but out in the streets, I didn't really have that role model. My dad was really never home. So I think that's great that you kind of like take him with you wherever you go so he can learn and lead by example.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He was working the ice cream too back then.
Come
he was
on now, the first
player. He was working the ice cream too. Yeah. We're traveling, working, man. We always work, you know, and the way that we are on camera. Is how we've always been. You know what I mean? We've always been silly. We always been love trying food and eating new stuff. Mm-hmm. Even back before I was doing content. Now we just got a camera, you know, which is pretty cool.
Who don't love to eat? Especially we can do it for free, hey.
So all the content we see is basically you eating.
Yeah.
What do you do when you're not out trying different restaurants? Like, what do you do? What's fun?
Tell them what we do, but we work. We work, but we be recording, okay?
Sun up, sun down.
Yeah, we shoot a lot of videos, you know what I mean? But I feel like what I do is fun, you know what I mean? So, you know, we do the food, but obviously we doing other things now. You know, I'm stepping into acting, you know, the TV and the films and all that kind of stuff. You know, my goal for L.A. Track, I want my own show. Mm-hmm. So we're working on that.
You say you want, are you going to have your own show? We are manifesting.
Well, I got my own show. I got, I'm working on my own show right now. We got the sizzle done and everything. We're just working on the treatment right now, yeah.
Oh, that's what's dope.
Yeah, it's dope. We got a lot of good interest in that right now.
That is super dope. You do have, you're very dramatic. Like, I love your theatrics. I watch a couple of your vlogs that you have on your channel.
Yeah.
And you just have that personality. It's just natural for you. Yeah. So I could definitely see you doing acting or some commercial or some stand-up something. And you too.
Yeah, you heard the man. Somebody cast me right now. Come on now.
There you go.
What was, like, the first restaurant that got you booming or the first place you tried?
Man, I'll say the first video that, like, went up for me. Mm-hmm. Was like pastrami. Like, pastrami is a big thing out here in LA. I always tell people, like, people in LA love pastrami, man, on everything. Like, I don't care if it's a piece of a burger, a hot dog, between two pieces of bread, people love pastrami out here. And I think I had went to like Johnny's pastrami or something.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, like the video went crazy.
Yes, I do.
Okay. you don't?
No.
Wait.
He's not from LA anyway, so it don't matter.
But I'm from California. Whoop de doo.
Hey, LA though.
I don't need to be from LA, but I'm in LA.
I do got a pastrami you would like.
Okay.
So wait, have you had like the thick kind? Like,
I'm not gonna hold you. I had a pastrami, but it was from Arby's.
Okay, you're tripping. Wow. That's why you don't like pastrami, dog. That's why you don't like pastrami, man.
Yeah, it
look, if you don't like the thin kind, you should go to like Langer's. You know Langer's? Deli, you
yeah,
know
I like thick meat.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
Langer's got you. No Diddy, but
nothing
you know.
Like that. Nothing like that.
Langer's got the thick meat, dog. You're going to like Langer's for sure. Get you the pastrami, the number 19. Everybody going to know what this is. The number 19 from Langer's, fire. And then get you some pastrami chili cheese fries. You're going to fuck with it.
Okay, then that sounds good. Some pastrami chili cheese fries.
Yeah, for sure.
Langer's. Okay, Langer's. Right. You gonna take me on a date?
Sure, why not?
You go there as a friend.
Don't do too much. Okay, cool. So, what else? I had something good I was gonna ask right now. Do you get compared to Keith Lee a lot?
I say like...
And how does that make you feel?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Look, he's choked up. I'm out.
Damn, hold on.
Hey, no. Shout out Keith, man, doing this thing. I never met the guy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I do see that a lot in the comments and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like I said, he got his own lane. I got my own thing.
Exactly.
Like, my thing is, like, you'll never see me eat the food like in my car at home and stuff like that, because I genuinely don't like taking food to go. Like, I like to be like at the spot, mm-hmm. which translates into like yeah. me being there, showing experience. I'm right. talking to people, like, we turn
you
it
be
up
outside. We yeah, yeah, talking about yeah. the car. Like, I'm like, yeah. that's right.
And you be telling, you can be like, the chicken is good, but it's cold.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we just be having fun though, man. I say mm-hmm. what I see in the comments a lot though. I see three people. Everybody be talking about Don Lemon. Talking about I look like Don Lemon, Don Lemon Jr., Don Lemon, Don Lemon outside eating chicken, Don Lemon. Don Lemon, I get Robbie Rashad, Art Nash from 101.
I get that.
Yeah. Look at it. I'm already knowing.
Can I get a picture?
And then everybody be talking about what Cuba Gooding Jr. doing eating some chicken.
It'd be a lot of the repetitive comments. Yeah, same yeah. thing over and over yeah. and over.
The top three people I see all the time in the comments.
Yeah, but sure. I get bored of like some of the food. And I love Keith Lee, but he's just so serious to me. Yours is just like, I think
like
because
the fun.
It's, yeah, it's your personality, even the way you eat it, you just be like you just look
that's
happy.
A good representation though. <Right. laughs> I ain't gonna cap. A lot of people be doing that too. Like when I see people in person, man, they be like, man, you need that, eat the. You be doing the. I be like, yeah.
That is so cool to me. That is crazy. So, outside of like eating food and all of those things, can you cook? I know you say you was frying chicken, but can you actually like cook in the kitchen?
Why you making that?
I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man.
How does Arkansas do it?
Arkansas is great at cooking, but Ellis ain't one of them. Let me tell you something though. You ain't gonna starve when you with cousin. I'll tell you that.
You never gonna starve. You never gonna starve. You know. I can use some work. I ain't gonna cap.
You can do some work. How about you?
I can use some work.
You can use some work?
Damn.
We both can use some work.
So y'all eating out every day?
Well, you hear they drinking soup and water right now.
Yeah, we're in a cleanse right now. That's another question people be asking me all the time. Like, man, like, how you stay in shape? Like, eating all that food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually eat all the food. I just taste it. Like, a couple bites and move on. And if it's edible afterwards, you know, we try to give it away to, like, a homeless person or something like that.
Respect.
Right.
But outside of that, man, you know, we work out. You know, we run to the gym. We work out at the gym. We go do the food reviews. Like, we just be... you know, working.
I'm sure a lot of people are curious. They're like, when you guys go to these restaurants, are they like DMing you, be like, hey, can you pull up here and try food? Is it comped? Is it free? Do you guys have to pay for the food?
Mm-hmm.
We get everything, man. So, you know, now the page is to a point where, you know, it is pretty popular. So, yeah, I get DMs from all types of restaurants, man. But I think it's a mix of everything. A lot of times, you know, me and cuz, we'll just go to a restaurant just off of a whim because we don't want to deal with the back end of setting it up, Like, right. We just like to go, pay for our stuff, get food, get on in, get out, keep on moving. You know what I mean? Because, and I say YouTube has blessed me and allowed me to be able to do that to restaurants. Like, I don't have to go and get everything for free now. I don't have to charge everybody. You know what I mean? It's, you know, YouTube is like, where is that? For real. Like, YouTube changed my life. YouTube is what... you know, guy, replace my corporate job. Yeah. You make the bread from you. Now, all them brand deals I be doing, you know, I work with everybody. McDonald's, we done did right. stuff with Metro. We done did stuff with Jack in the Box. We done did stuff with Wendy's. We done did stuff with a little bit of everybody. But that's
like... overwhelmed.
No, for real.
That's extra. That's icing on the cake now. Because YouTube is my foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, Wendy's, McDonald's. I love to eat all those places.
Yeah. God is good, for real.
All the time. Yeah. Right, yeah. Is there just something that you would, like, not try? Like, look, I can't eat that. I'm sorry. I just will not eat it.
Something I don't like? What don't I like, bro?
Everything. You eat everything. You gonna try everything.
Everything.
So it's nothing off limits.
I done ate a lot of weird stuff, I guess. Like, I mean, not a lot of weird stuff, but like unconventional, like American things, I guess.
What is the weirdest thing you've eaten?
You had some snake. You had some.
Oh, wow.
I've had snake. I've had turtle feet soup. I've had, like, I went to Vietnam and I had, like, the baby quail egg is, like, halfway,
I
like,
heard
a fetus.
Nasty.
Yeah, it's crazy nasty. Yeah, it's not. That's not good. In Arkansas, though, we eat coon. Y'all know coon?
No, what's mm-hmm. that?
Raccoon. Well, we call it coon.
How does that taste?
What's that? Surprise.
I thought you called black people coon.
Coon.
You know, back in the day, it was like a derogatory thing. So
No camel.
Not my cousin.
It threw me off a little
bit. Yeah, coon. Okay. Throw some coon on the grill.
How does it taste? Like, what is it
taste? Tastes like beef to me.
Okay.
Like shredded beef.
Everybody like loves to say things taste like chicken. I know you had alligator. Yeah, they say that tastes like chicken.
Yeah. We didn't have gator for sure.
Turtle feet. How did that taste?
kind of like pig feet, but like smaller. You know, it's mostly like cartilage. You know,
right?
Chicken feet. I eat chicken feet too.
You chicken feet?
Y'all ever had cow tongue in the tacos?
I don't think that's
lingua, right? That's lingua, right?
I think it's lingua. Yeah. So, as long as you eat no dog or cat.
No, I ain't never had no dog. No dog.
If you guys can travel anywhere in the world and go and eat, where would it be?
I want to go to Africa.
Oh, yeah, I do want to. I've been saying that. Yeah, I'm trying to go to Africa, man. Yeah. I got to go to. I did the 23andMe, which everybody be like, that's the wrong one. You should have did African ancestry or something. I ain't know at the time. But
let
I did
me guess. Is it Nigerian?
Yeah. It was like mostly Nigerian. Yeah. So I really want to go to Nigeria for real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me too. Motherland. I want some fufu and egusi, like homemade from Nigeria.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Y'all mess with it?
No, I'm very picky.
She don't like African food. She don't like Afro beats. She don't like the
you don't like Afro beats?
Mm-mm. I'm barely rocking with 10.
What? That's crazy. Nah. What do you like?
R&B, hip hop, that's my kind of music. Okay. The food, I like American bistro. I'm very basic. You know what I'm saying?
Like sandwiches and burgers.
Chicken strips.
Okay, I love that.
Wings, you know.
So where can I find the best chicken strips and wings in LA? Talk to me.
Oh, I've been to this place. Have y'all been to Hollywood Burger?
Nah, I ain't never been there.
Oh my God, Jacob, break it down.
Uh-oh.
Amber is very picky.
Yeah.
But I know that she loves chicken. And this place it's in West Hollywood, but they got one in Hollywood Boulevard. It's called Hollywood Burger. They have the best fried chicken.
Really?
It's so good. And the chicken strips, it's like the best crunch. It's juicy inside. Uh-oh. The flavor is well seasoned.
Like sweet chili sauce that you dip it in. It's like, it just does something to you. Like you go home the next day and you're thinking about it.
God. Yeah, they have like seven different sauces. We were going to get that for you, too.
Yeah,
but I was like, man, we didn't have time. But it's okay. But y'all got to try it.
Yeah,
Hollywood Burger sponsor them so they can come and try y'all chicken. Y'all not paying us to say that, but no cap. Y'all
right.
good.
Good as hell.
Damn, y'all need to take my job, man. Y'all explain that good as hell.
Yep.
Shoot.
Not a chicken.
So we need to get a little personal.
What's up? Talk to me.
Do y'all got girlfriends? Do y'all date? Y'all in a relationship?
I don't got no girl right now.
I don't got no girl.
I will say, like, you know, we work a lot. And I know I've said that 1,000 times, but we work a lot, man.
You don't
so.
Have no time?
I don't know. I feel, you know, I'm 28 now. You know what I mean? I feel like...
Oh, you real young.
Young? What you talking about, young?
I'm 29.
I'm about to be 33 this year.
Okay, we all the same age, pretty much.
Okay, yeah, you feel good.
You're the same age.
I'm like,
okay. Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, I've dated. You know what I mean? I've been dating and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, I will say life is definitely way different now than before. You know, before I was just corporate, going to work, going to the gym, coming home. I had a lot of time. Right. Now that I do this, like involved with all this L.A. stuff and all the entertainment, it's just it's a different world, man. Not to say I'm not, you know, I'm open to it though, you know.
Right.
Okay. Oh, okay. Y'all better hit him up. You know,
what is your ideal type of girl?
My ideal?
Because I know you're busy, so I'm sure you want a girl that's okay with you traveling and being busy.
Yeah. They gotta be okay with that, man. Because, like I said, like we travel now, we shoot a lot. You know, I don't have a lot of time, but like somebody that I make time for is like somebody that's like really special to me, you know what I mean?
Speaking of making time, can I just share this real quick?
Yeah.
You don't know, but I have the worst with dating, honestly. And so every week it's a new story, y'all, for real. So, and I like them young, like, like I said, I'm going to be 33. I like them like, you know, 25, 26, you know, that's not really helping. Long story short, I was talking to this new dude, and you know, he told me yesterday that he forgot to text me back. Like, I texted like I text him at 12, and then he was posted. Why you?
You ain't going to like me then.
Yep.
You
know,
stay away from me.
So he said he forgot to text me back, and I text him at 12, and then I see he posted on Instagram, but didn't text me back still. I'm like, what? So, like, around 7 o'clock, I hit him, and he like, oh, my bad. I was occupied. I honestly forgot. You don't forget to talk to somebody you want to pursue.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Because when I want to talk to you, you on my mind. Like, what's up? What you doing? Where you at? You know?
How you feel about FaceTime?
It's cool, but my hair wasn't done, so that's not happening.
Man. I'm a FaceTime type of guy. I FaceTime.
Like, and that's cool. If he would have FaceTimed me, I would have put the phone up to the ceiling. But like, it
was still like, to the ceiling.
I still would have been excited, but he's just a good guy.
Yeah, okay. She will answer a FaceTime call. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Y'all be forgetting to hit people up? Because you're so busy, you always filming.
You probably a bad texter, huh?
I'm a horrible texter. That's like everybody's major complaint about me is like texting and stuff. But I'll call you. Like if I'm talking to you, on a consistent basis, like, I'm going to call you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd rather just, like, call you. We're going to talk, da-da-da-da-da, and then it's done. You know what I mean? Like, right. I'll text you in the morning, let you know I'm thinking about you, you know, type shit.
I
but, like,
get a good morning this morning or nothing. I suck, man.
Right.
I'm nah, you don't suck. You don't still suck. Be forgetting sometimes.
Yeah, he got to call me 50
times. I got to call him 40 times. One answer.
Right. Yeah. And look, that ain't nothing personal. That's your cousin.
That's my cousin.
Ladies, hey, they family, so don't get mad when he don't be picking up the call. He ain't even answer for cuz out.
Yeah, but I'm going to call you, though. I'm going to call you for yeah,
you
sure.
Gotta, you got to call him. Yeah. You can't text him and expect text, but you got to call him.
You call me, I'm answering. I do be sleep, by the way. I be in the bed. Like, I'm not a night owl at all.
Nope.
I'm an early bird.
Oh, wow.
Nope, not at all. Not at all.
I wake up.
Right. I know you young, but what's your ideal type of woman, you know?
I say, well, I'm not, first, I'm not dating right now because, like he said, we're in the grind mode of, like, mm-hmm. work. And I feel like if I do want to be that, you know, if I want to take that role on of a relationship, I would want to give a female my 100%,
Best.
You know, and I feel like I can't do that right now if, you mm-hmm. know, I'm like, face deep in work, just work, trying to set up for my future. And if I'm trying to set up for both of our future, now, you know, I'm trying to pivot to your needs, and then I'm trying to pivot to my needs, mm-hmm. and then I'm trying to pivot to our needs.
Right.
You know, and I feel like to me, that's just like a bunch right now, on top of me, like, trying to be a content creator and,
right.
Being a great YouTuber that I want to be. You know, like, it's just a bunch right now. But
all that being said, we just having fun.
Right. I'm sorry.
All that being said,
but ladies, you hear this? This is coming from an 18-year-old.
That's beautiful.
You said, I want to be able to give you 100%. I want to be able to set it up for me. And then
you are. He said are. You niggas.
Fellas, y'all got to take notes. That's crazy.
We be trying.
Wow.
Arkansas dudes hit different, you know?
Yeah.
I guess so. Maybe I got to fly to Arkansas.
I'm telling you now, like, everybody I grew up with and stuff, like, half of them Jones, like, married and stuff with yeah. kids and all that. Like, it's a totally different life back in Arkansas. Right.
Like, what is there to do there? Y'all be outside? Like, nothing. Arkansas turn up?
Yeah, it's a little turn up, you know, a little turn up, but it ain't nothing like it. I mean,
you said it's country, so it's kind of like food, the food good?
Yeah, the food is the food's amazing.
Right. It's southern fried food. Chicken.
Soul food. Yeah, okay. Most definitely. You know what I mean? But going to Arkansas, you got, like, outdoors type stuff, too, if you're not just trying to go to parties and stuff all the time. But, like, I grew up, like, fishing. And
oh,
like,
I love to fish.
You like fishing?
Yeah, my grandfather used to take me all the time when I was a little boy. I love to fish.
Yeah.
I'm a fish as an adult. We should go fishing.
No, I used to fish with Deron. I don't like it.
I love fishing.
No, I don't like being
something about
boat.
Catching that's what you about to eat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Skinning it.
I feel that.
Yeah.
For sure. But, yeah, a lot of outdoors type of stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Horseback riding. ATV hiking. Riding.
Yep. Yeah. Go to the water hole.
Put on cowboy boots. Let's get to riding.
The water hole.
What's that?
What is that?
It's like the lake or the pond or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just I know you guys say things a little different out there. I've never heard that term. But
yeah, the water hole. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like a little body of water that y'all just go and, like, swim in and stuff.
And everybody just jump in and have fun.
Yeah. You go mudding. Y'all know mudding, right?
No. You a fan of mud?
Pretty much, but taking, like, four-wheelers through the mud and stuff.
Oh, mudding.
Okay.
Mud riding,
I'm going to try that. Yeah, I'm going to Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. Go fishing.
You'll be good for about a day or two, then you'll come on back.
Okay, I see why you moved back over to LA.
I love LA, though, man. The people here are amazing, man. Like,
it's
I think that's
out here.
Yeah. That's especially people, like, because I deal with a lot of people who are actually from all these different cities around LA, you know what I mean? So I'm running into nothing but love everywhere we go, man.
Yeah.
Like, ain't no negativity. Ain't never pressed for nothing. Cause we ain't out here doing no dumb stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, literally everywhere we go, it'd be a lot of handshakes, hugs, and pictures. That's
right.
Yeah, I seen you on Crenshaw one time. I'm like, okay, at one of them little events where they had it blocked off on Crenshaw.
Yeah, it was blocked off. Like a food festival or something. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I forgot the name of it, but yeah, I saw you there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You was getting love. I like that.
Yeah, I love LA. I love the people though, man. Yeah. I love the people. That's what I say. Like, it's like, things are definitely, like, way different than, like, corporate Alex.
That's why I don't get when people be like, L.A., people in L.A. are so mean. I'm like, I'm not from L.A., but I've always got, people are always so nice to me here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you ain't doing no bullshit, you straight.
Right. You know, I don't be on no BS, so.
Right.
I love the love.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, no. Last thing about L.A. You meet a lot of people from, like, that are not from L.A. in L.A., right? Because I know,
like,
I barely
Central.
Meet people that live here or that from here.
Well, I be going to a lot of spots that's, like, not technically, like, L.A., you know what I mean? So that's where I meet, like, a lot of people, like, yes, from L.A., but I be down, like, Crenshaw, like you said, mm-hmm. and like Compton and Ladera Heights and Watts mm-hmm. and yeah, all that.
You know.
Yeah, we be down. We be outside. You know what I mean? So I meet a lot of people that are from those communities mm-hmm. that people who move to L.A., like when people move to L.A., they move to Hollywood and K-Town.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I all that. Saying.
And they don't get out of that area. You know what I mean?
I lived in Inglewood for 4 years. I moved to Hollywood.
It's not about you. Continue.
But even so, it's more than just Inglewood still, though. It's like, it's so many different, like, neighborhoods and cities and whatnot. Like, I've even spent time on the east side. You know what I mean? Like, like I be over in West Covina and got in El Monte and
Double
shit.
Lake.
Like, yeah, yeah. Past that. I done been down to Pomona. Like, we go to a lot of different places that aren't just like Hollywood and like K-Town. And
like, you really expand.
Yeah. We really be outside in those communities.
That's beautiful.
Right?
Because they need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially these times.
Yeah.
So I've seen you at Hot Water Cornbread.
Yeah, my boy Justin. Mm-hmm. Shout out Justin J. Cox, man.
Right. So when you're there, it's so many vendors that sell food. Does it get annoying when everybody's like, oh, try this. Oh, can you try this? Oh, can I record you? Can you do this? Does it get like overwhelming or annoying sometimes?
It is a lot, you know what I mean? I don't be annoyed by it mm-hmm. or nothing. It's just like, you know, a lot of times you just got to keep it pushing. You know what I mean? I've learned how to, you know, respectfully decline or say no or just keep moving. You know what I mean? But I try to when mm-hmm. I go, especially like stuff like that. You know, I try to show everybody some love, but it's impossible, as you know.
Absolutely.
Those type of events, man. It's just mm-hmm. so many people coming at you for this and this and this. We get 1,000 business cards, 1,000 Instagrams, and mm-hmm. every day, man, you know.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard about something that you had to try and it was so hyped up and it was just like, wow, this is disgusting?
What was trash?
Chopping block.
You know, I wasn't a big fan of Doolins.
Oh my God, me either.
Yeah, Doolins.
Yeah, overrated.
Oh,
definitely.
Definitely overrated. And then a place that I didn't like that everybody kind of got in my head for was Dino's. You know, Dino's.
Dino's.
Y'all know Dino's?
Where's that at?
They like L.A. legendary type of place. Dino's. They sell chicken.
I feel like I've heard the name before.
Yeah.
I haven't had them.
They got the chicken with the, and they put the chicken on top of the fries, and they put juice all over it. Make the fries
yeah,
all soggy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I see why they wasn't good, because we know. LA, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, that legendary spot, man. What else did we not like?
People got on our head. For us, not really. Well, it was aight, but it wasn't crazy as everybody like hyped up. The taco spot that we waited 45 years.
Oh, worldwide motherfucker taco.
So I've been dying to go there. When I saw your video, I'm like, okay, maybe not.
Well, you look, go. Have the experience for yourself. You know what I mean?
But that wait is ridiculous.
45 minutes?
We was literally 45. What? Nah.
Yeah, we was the first ones
there. We was the
there.
First ones there.
Just open.
And still had to wait, goddamn, 2-3 hours.
What?
Yeah, it was like about 2 hours.
But
literally, we was in the parking lot. We was in the parking lot, and everybody was stopping. Like people off the street was stopping because they saw us in the parking lot. Like, hey, man, y'all know you need to place your order and then go do something else. Go run
some
errands. Come back tonight. Give me your number.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Like, right, and it's tacos. What they killing the animal and then skinning it in the back? What the fuck going on?
Yeah, that's a place that they going to know for sure. Worldwide Tacos, if you know that, drop it in the comments for sure. Because it's
a little weird.
I heard about your worldwide weight. Right? I'm going to place my order today. We'll go tomorrow and pick it up.
Right. Well, we need to get into some media. I had two topics I want to talk about today that really stood out. O.J. Simpson has passed, which I know everybody already
knows. Rest in peace. When I saw that, I gasped.
I didn't even know he had cancer. Did you guys know?
I had no idea. Yeah. I didn't even know he passed until I started seeing skits about it online.
Skits? Everybody always clowning, you know?
Yeah.
Skits.
I didn't see no obituary. No, I saw skits
obituary
before. Yeah. I saw skits. I was like, dang, is this real?
Wow.
So that stood out. And then also, did you guys hear about the story? Let me pull it up because I gotta have the facts for this. Okay, woman who killed her husband before tossing kids out the car in double murder suicide was triggered by the solar eclipse.
Wait, can you read that one more time?
Woman who killed her husband before tossing kids out the car in double murder suicide was triggered by solar eclipse.
What?
Did y'all hear about that?
What do you mean trigger by?
Right. Crazy. Did they say like?
Because she was an astrologer, they said.
Oh.
And she was posting on her social media leading up to the eclipse. She had said the epitome of spiritual warfare. Yeah. That's what the eclipse was. And then she did that.
Wow, the eclipse must have attacked her. See, that's why you got to be careful.
Was in Woodland Hills, nice condo.
What?
Stabbed her husband up, tried to drag him out the house. He was too heavy. Turned around, put him back in the house, left with the door open, put the kids in the car, got on the freeway. They said the 9-year-old was holding on to the baby's sister, threw them out. The baby, 9 months, got ran over, died. The 9-year-old lived, and then she was speeding and crashed into a tree.
And died?
And died.
Damn, that's crazy.
Well, she didn't try. She did it.
Jeez. You think about, I mean, you hear horror stories, like you watch horror movies. These are not things that I think that really happen in real life. Mm-hmm. Like that's something you see on TV and it's like, oh, damn. Mm-hmm. But to hear that, and the 9-year-old is going to have to deal with that trauma for the rest of her life.
Yeah, yeah.
For real. Whole family gone, just like that.
Everybody, yeah.
Wow. So she must have had like a mental thing going.
Yeah, but the 9-year-old's dad, still, you know, he lived in Houston. They had different dads, so he still has her dad. Okay. Yeah. Sick. I couldn't believe it. Then to say the eclipse did it?
Yeah.
That's like, not like that's premeditated, bus, you know? Though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm getting emotional. I'm just, it's just like, it's like, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you shouldn't die. You should be in jail and getting stabbed every day.
And what's even crazier is, like, that's what if she did that and didn't even die? Like, she would have been alive, you know, and had to live with all this.
Mm-hmm.
That's sick.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah, well, definitely. Let's light it back up. Man, I'm kind of pressed.
Take a sip of water. Oh,
they got real moody around here real fast.
We're not praying warriors.
Okay. Off the dribble. So off the dribble, I just asked, you know, a few questions. I don't have too many today, but just a few questions. You just answer off the top of your head, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Give us your favorite restaurants or top three from anywhere.
Tev's Kitchen.
Boom.
I don't want to try them. Is it good? It's outside, right?
You almost jumped off the seat.
I did, yeah.
It ain't outside no more. My boy just got a new location down there. Yeah, yeah. He been mad busy, too. It's good. It's actually good. Like, he fought.
Okay.
I put my name on that for sure. Definitely. If you don't like it, I'll pay for it. I got you.
Okay.
Not y'all, huh?
No, yeah. Okay.
I love A1 Burger. You know, it's a $7 burger combo. You can't beat that. Bacon cheeseburger, fries, and a drink, about $7, $8. Okay.
That in LA?
Yeah, A1 Burger. Y'all never had A1 Burger?
No, but I'm putting that in my notes.
Yeah. And I never had A1 Burger.
No, that's a real like LA. It's like everybody, like the locals know that.
Yeah.
It did. Okay. Yeah, A1 Burger. And then what's the last one, bro?
Sweet Red Peach.
Sweet Red Peach. Shout out to Sweet Red Peach, Chef Carolyn in Inglewood. Best red velvet. She got red velvet, but she got the blue velvet too. You know what I mean? She played both sides of the coin. Yeah. Okay. It's by a Jamaican spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hungry Joe's soup run around.
Hungry Joe's. The SoFi.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That shit fire. That stuff is good. My bad.
Okay. That's
that shit fire. Goddamn. Hey, shit is buzzing.
Okay. What's the most expensive thing you've eaten?
Everybody was on my head for that $80 fish sandwich from Daybird. Mm-hmm. Y'all heard of that?
No.
It's $80. They do a piece of white cod, but what makes it $80 is the yuzu tartar sauce that they use. It has caviar in it.
Oh,
so it's an $80 fish sandwich. It's pretty good. $80, I don't know, but yeah, that video went viral for sure.
I'm gonna go watch that.
But you like fish sandwiches,
though, and so I love caviar. Yeah, what?
Oh, so you should try it for sure. Yeah, and make sure you dip your fries in a little tartar sauce that be falling off. That's a little fat man tip right there. You know?
Well, my birthday is in September. Who's gonna take me out?
Yeah. Real quick, I saw you went to Le Grand,
yeah.
That place is disgusting, horrible, bottom of the barrel, nasty. It tastes like who's eating leftovers. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy it?
It was all right. You know what I mean? That was a while back. Yeah, it was dinner time.
Oh,
it was dinner time.
We went for brunch.
On Easter.
Easter.
I ain't never. Yeah.
They gave us the food for free.
Oh, for real?
That's how bad it was.
Wow. Now, when I went.
Food credit.
I had a tomahawk steak.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get that.
Mm. I had the oysters. I had dinner menu.
Oh, we should have went to dinner. Tomahawk steak.
And they got a new thing where it's like a all you can eat. For dinner, like for a certain, I forgot what the price is.
After brunch, we had the all you can eat, but it was just not giving.
Dry Benedict.
Really?
Oh, it was a Chicago crazy. Cold string lasagna. Cheese.
Sheesh.
It was bad.
The fried chicken. I mean, the chicken and waffle with the chicken literally.
The
was,
waffle. It was so cold. You put in the butter not even melting on the waffle. It's just sitting there.
That's
trash. Chunk.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Well, we got it for free.
Again. Have you ever felt uncomfortable anywhere?
uncomfortable just in general? Like
uncomfortable, like, you know what? I'm in these people's hood. I don't know. They looking at me funny. What's going on?
The most crazy part is that's never happened.
Nah, I'm telling you, like, it'd be the most hood niggas that come up to me and be on some, what's up with you, man? Look, we just want to da-da-da-da-da, like, da-da-da. Like, it just, it be all up from hood niggas to grandmas to aunties to kids. It's literally everybody. I got white people. I got black people. We got Asian people that come up to is literally love.
It's giving global everywhere. Universal. Right. Your calling, your purpose.
Yeah.
You're standing it, living it firm.
Yeah, it's wild. Extra.
Have you ever had somebody come up to you like aggressive, like, can you try this? Hey, can you try this? Bring them food. And you just say yes. Yeah, they're like, chill.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah, all the time, man. Like it's to the point now, bro, like, we'll be driving on the highway, bro, and somebody be honking their horn trying to give me a roll down. My mama got a good da da da. You need to go try it. I'm like, we on the highway, man. Right. You know?
And piggybacking off of that, has it ever been a time where they gave you some food, like right here, and want to record you, and you feel obligated to give a good review, but really it's like, this ain't even giving what it's supposed to get?
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. That is tough. That's why I don't like to try the food when the owner is like right there, because it's just a lot more. They be looking at you like, "Wait, you gonna say something good about it? You gonna say something good about it?
Wait.
Yeah,
they be so high thinking. You think it's good, and you like, well, you want me to tell you the truth?
Yeah. So I mean, I always try to tell the truth though, man. I say something I do like about it and what I don't like about it. Right. You know what I mean? In those situations, I try to get like both sides of the coin. You know, because it ain't no dish that you just like, man, everything about that dish was trash. You know, I might be like, because we was at the barbecue joint, and Buddy came, the owner came up to our table. He was like, y'all enjoyed everything, right? It was like, man, that carrot cake was fire. Yep. Carrot cake was good. It was, and he was like, well, what about the barbecue? That Frito pie was going crazy.
Imagine going to the barbecue place just to like the dessert.
Oh,
I would shut the shit down.
Got some good Frito pie. Immediately.
That carrot cake, the carrot cake was buzzing up. Goddamn, that's good carrot cake. Right. Shit.
Well, we did get some stuff for y'all to try.
What y'all got, man?
Okay, so I stopped by Sweet Valentine Bakery in Carson.
Okay.
Black owned. Have y'all been there?
Nah, never been there.
Okay, well, I got you both, so... This is the banana pudding with Nutella.
Okay.
And this is peach cobbler.
I'll take the peach cobbler.
Oh, but the only thing is,
he ain't no Nutella.
This is my thing, though, because they didn't give no spoon, so maybe it happened for a reason, because
y'all can try later on.
Yeah, we have been on a little cleanse. You know, everybody be asking us how we stay in shape. So we've been on a cleanse since we got back from Atlanta. Drinking juice and soup and salad. But hey, I'll try this though, for real.
Y'all don't gotta eat it right now.
Y'all ain't got to. Ain't no spoon.
And then,
oh, no, we
stopped at. I forgot.
I can't pronounce it.
Sabor Cultura Cafe.
Okay.
It's next door.
Mm-hmm.
And we got you a Korean barbecue sandwich. I think it's cut in half.
Oh, let me see that joint. Yeah, I like that. That sounds good.
So when they named the different sandwiches, like a pesto one and then the Korean, I'm like, I think they like the Korean. Right.
And then we also got some little mesquite barbecue potato chips.
Yeah, and I heard this brand is good. So
mesquite barbecue.
Well, I'm excited.
Okay, look kind of straight. The meat look real juicy. You know, which cam is mine?
The blue one.
If y'all can see that right there, you know, this is our process. We gotta get the beauty shots first, you know what I mean?
Here, bro. What you be doing?
All right, cool. A little cheap. I don't know. Okay. I know it's gonna be crazy than that. It's cool though. Hold on, look like they got
still a little warm on it too.
Korean barbecue sort of like beef mixture in here. Some onions going on. A little avocado, it looks like. A little avocado. Smell straight. Yes, we'll give it a try, man. See what's up with it.
This is exciting. I never have to see nobody else eat. I'm using one happy to eat.
Ooh, juicy.
What is giving?
That's pretty straight. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. That's pretty straight with it, man. But we're granted too. Now, I ain't had no solid food.
Might be very biased right now.
I'm going to the moon right now. I ain't gonna lie to you. The meat good though. It's seasoned well. I love that little sauce they got on there. Veggie. Avocado's a nice touch. Yeah, the veggies on point. Cooked down real good, real nice and grilled, man.
Bread is really good too.
How much was it? The sandwich.
You paid for it, so.
It was like,
this is giving me $7.
Yeah. No. Well, my total was 20, but I also had a triple shot of espresso. And yeah, so it's probably like $8.
Yeah, this is like, yeah. $8, I was going to say, this seems like a good price on it, too, for this size. It better be about $7, $8.
Size.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anything more than that.
Right.
Now, y'all got to see your problem, man.
Right. Right.
What them barbecues are hitting on, man?
The barbecues.
Oh, I love this.
Mm-hmm. That should look good. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I can tell y'all been fast, because y'all ain't done eating.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's good.
Y'all ain't want none of this. Okay, good.
We're good.
So, yeah, this gone.
Oh. Guys,
this good.
Now, these chips, they got flavor on it. You're going to get some flavor on these chips.
And I ain't never seen them. You know, I'm used to the regular Ruffles or the Lay's barbecue.
This is next level.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
She close it out now.
Right? Okay, we back a bit. Okay, so y'all saw you that sandwich. Listen.
Okay.
Right. Right? We appreciate y'all coming on podcast.
Yes, such a vibe. Like, this was really fun.
Right. I know you got some stuff y'all working on. Please let us know.
What can we look forward to?
You know, shout out to my boy Justin, man. We got a show coming called So You Think You Can Cook. I get so many people, man. We be coming up to me, man. My mama make the best dish. My daddy make the best dish. My auntie make the best. Well, look, we want to give y'all folks a shot, man. Mm-hmm. So we're literally picking people, and we bring the camera crew to your crib, and we're going to give you a shot. And we want people who've never had a cooking business before. We want real folks, man. And we want to give these people the chance to start their cooking career, man. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. That's our show that we're working on right now.
I
so
need to be on there and make my famous chicken.
Yeah, for sure. We'll pull up now. But we got to tell the truth. We got to tell the truth.
I'm a little nervous.
Make sure your houses are clean.
That part too.
Okay, bug inspections, all of that before.
So yeah, we got all that, man. We got a lot of different concepts. My YouTube, you know, we just hit like a little over 500,000 on there.
Hey, congratulations.
Shout out to y'all, man. I appreciate y'all.
Blessings.
You know, we got the acting stuff coming too with the TV and the film, man. So, you know, I'm working a couple projects for that right now. So, you know,
I started this new series called Uncover LA, which is going to be exclusively on my channel, where we dive deeper into the stories of restaurants and not just trying the food, but you also get the background and the stories of how they started.
Y'all,
it's on my Instagram.
Yeah. No, I love that. Yeah. Y'all are such a good duo. Mm-hmm. It's giving billionaire brand.
Yeah.
Come on now. Well, we have a gift for you. Yes, we do.
I'll never get gifts.
You got a gift, man.
She has a black-owned brand. She's from Watts, California.
And I love Watts.
Yes, it's amazing. Y'all got to smell it. Please smell it right now.
Let me see what these mothers talking about, man. I be using stuff like this for real, though. People give me stuff, I actually be using it.
Okay. Ooh.
It's both for the hand, like the both hand just like face. Body butter.
Yeah, body butter.
So you use it all over the body.
All over the body. Shout out to T'Shawn Smith. Our girl with our black-owned business. Mm-hmm. She's from West California.
Like, yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm putting some on right now. You know, my hands are a little white and crispy right now, you know.
Right.
I need to get right. Appreciate you. Nah, thank y'all, for real.
Absolutely, of course. Yeah.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for making time for us.
Look, and as you go to the restaurants, you'll never be asked you again.
Never.
There we go.
You got some of that Ishante skin.
Ishante. Wait, Ishante.
Oh, yeah. Here's her business card right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get to leave with some goodies. I love
right?
this.
Right?
All right. Bet that. Shout out Ishante, man.
Shout out to Ishante. And shout out to everybody that's watching this podcast.
Yay.
We love the love. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Just Us Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jacob Willis.
And it's your girl, Just Living Baby.
We'll see you in episode 47.